Continuing my conversation now with the president of Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili. Mr. President, quickly, if we can, you speak very frankly and say things. I was listening to you in the last few minutes, and you don't hear a politician speak the way you do in America. You just lay all your cards down on the table. This is you a couple of days ago under flak jackets. You're being targeted. Now you're standing on an open roof. Do you believe that... do you believe that this will end, Russia will end, if you are dead?
Well, you know, it's not the fact that I was targeted. My people has been targeted, and I couldn't care less whether I was targeted. The worst thing was that I was standing there with my people. They were bombed, and I was just targeted like them. And as elected president, official in charge of their protection, I couldn't do anything about it. But the point here is, it's not about me. It's about the idea of freedom. It's about the future of the whole region. It's about the future of Europe and a new world order. And what I think is that no matter what Russians do, I told them, and I was asked what would be my message to the Russians. I kept repeating through all these days, no matter how much they bomb us, no matter how much destruction they inflict on us, no matter how they try to terrorize us, no matter how many tanks they bring in and how many more planes they send, one thing is clear. Georgians will lock their arms, Georgians will stand together, Georgians will overcome this war, Georgians will protect their territories, Georgians will rebuild and build a very, very successful country. And because of that, because we know how important freedom is, how important our statehood is, how important our future is, we will never succumb to this pressure. We will never surrender.
Mr. President, one of the things that I read the paper on, I think it was on Monday, and I was ashamed. I really was, and for no other reason than the impression that we give off. Most Americans have not been up on this story at all. Like I said at the beginning, and I read quotes from some of your people. Where is America? Why won't America help us? Where is NATO? If America won't help us now, why were we helping them? What do they stand for? You yourself said today that America is losing the region. First of all, sir, I apologize to your people for us being slow. But what is it that the American people can do that you need?
What we need from American people is to understand what's at stake here. I think freedom is at stake. I think everything America is all about is at stake here. I think Georgian people will stand up for its freedom. We need moral support. We are very grateful for humanitarian assistance. We want Americans to know more about Georgia, and we want Americans to understand. We don't want any gratitude for what we've done for America in Iraq, for our soldiers that died in Iraq. This is not about this. You know, this is about our joint values and ideals. If those ideals and values collapse in Georgia, they will be menaced worldwide. And that's what America is all about. You know, for us, America is beacon of freedom, and beacon of freedom should never be extinguished by these bombs falling on our heads.
Mr. President,
what's at stake right now in Georgia.
Mr. President, thank you so much, and I hope to have you again, and I hope to see you again. I appreciate it, and our prayers and thoughts are with you, sir. Thank you. Back in a minute.
Thank you so much, sir.